Woo! Welcome to Sticky Pickles! Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm still Maria, and this is Season 4, Episode 9 of Sticky Pickles. Just own it, and like this post!
So...
I've had two sips of coffee, and clearly, it's gone right to my brain.
Think about having 5-hour time difference for 4 at the moment, but, yeah.
You're in your good... part of the day. You're not sound downing, though.
Well, maybe.
Maybe a little.
And
I'm just having my mid-morning coffee.
Wake up, let's get shaking that tail.
Yes. Kroll, you're doing Just Own It, Sticky Pickle.
Well, all right. So we've got a couple, and we are following Osmond, who is off on a hot date with this cutie named Zoe.
So they're a couple, or they're about to be a couple?
Couple is the wrong word. He's just matched with her on Bumble a few weeks ago. Two individual people. They've been chatting, sharing pics for a few weeks. Everything has gone super swell.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really excited, okay? He's not been this excited about a romantic venture in a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's really into curves. She, you know, she's really into the lumberjack look. They all like each other. It's all good.
All the right places, all the right shapes. Yep.
And they both like to do the same stuff because, well, basically they love going out to gigs and they love fancy restaurants, right? So he's planned exactly that for the date, a gig. And a late dinner at Le Poche Club.
Le Poche Club. Very, very officially French. Very French.
Would you like canard, monsieur?
I always eat canard when I'm at the club.
And he's, you know, he picks her up in a taxi, right? And she comes out looking all fine. Yeah, and they're in the back of the cab, yabbering away, you know, checking each other out. And as they approach the venue, she says, "Hey, you know what? Let me shout this ride as you got the tickets and everything." And he's like, "Oh my God, she's amazing." So cab stops, right, and shouts out the fare saying $19. And she hands over a 20 and then she's waiting. And the cabbie looks at her and she says, "You know, had you not assumed that I would give you that dollar that I worked hard to earn, I would have happily given it to you. But now I would like you to hand over my change."
Eh?
And Osmond's like,
"Be cool, Zoe. Be cool. Like, what are you being weird? Like, right? just be cool. Can't you just be cool? Just be cool.
Not on Sticky. Not on Sticky.
Just be fucking cool for once." All right. Yep. Okay.
But, you know, when she gets out of the car, she turns. She says to Osmond, she goes, "Would you ever assume that someone would give you extra money beyond your job?" And he thinks about it and he says, "Actually, no." And she beams at him and she says, "God, I knew you were a great bet." So, okay. How do you feel? You're Osmond. What are you thinking?
I have slipped the cabbie probably $5 or $10
right.
when she wasn't looking, because I'd be like, right. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry.
first date.
Yeah. I don't know. She's just being weird. Sorry.
Right. But you're not going to like make a big stink. You're going to go to the gig and stuff, right?
That is for me a massive red flag. It's not I'm leaving right here and now, but I'm definitely looking at her differently for like the rest of the evening.
But it's not as bad as if she said, "Fuck it, let's not pay, let's do a runner now." And she'd run out of the cab, like stiffing
him. Do you know
what?
That actually wouldn't have been as bad in my mind. Because she decided to not just stiff the guy, but she decided to make it into a power trip and like tell him. And I'm just like, that's almost sociopathic behavior to me. All right. Maybe I'm not using the word sociopathic correctly, but I'm like, that's a fucking asshole thing to do. It's one thing to be like, the service wasn't great. I'm not going to tip them as well, or I'm not going to tip them at all. I have literally never done that in my life. But, you know, it's I hate the whole tipping thing, but I build it into my calculation of whatever I'm doing.
I worked at Tim Hortons for like, I don't know, a few years when I was a kid.
Timbits.
Yeah. And I learned getting tipped 10p really sucked. So like being the recipient. Yeah. Often.
That's insulting. Jesus. Yeah. So yeah, she decided to be like, I'm telling you that I'm not tipping you and I'm making this a whole thing. And like, oh, that's weird. That's just, be cool, Zoe. Come on. Don't blow
okay,
it.
Okay. Right. Okay. So he proceeds with a date, right? You would proceed with a date too.
I would proceed with some caution, but yes.
Yeah,
I would
proceed with caution, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, she's like, you know, holding his hand, kind of. They get in, they get drinks, find a spot near the front, near the stage. Gig starts, and, you know, the gig's amazing. Everyone's totally into it, right? And Osman and Zoe keep like looking at each other, and they're having both this amazing time, and she tells them as much. Well, it's all going great until there's like a mini mosh pit forms right next to them. And someone happens to bump into Zoe. Now, she doesn't fall over, right? And she doesn't spill her drink. But to look at her face, you'd think that someone had just spat at her.
Wait, how is Zoe dressed? This is important.
Pretty up to the nines.
Okay, so she in like heels and shit?
She's wearing heels and stuff. She loves to dress up. He loves girls that dress up. So there's kind of a little like, yeah, I'm into you and I love doing it. It's like, you know, they're both into it.
Okay, but they're at a show where a mosh pit forms?
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yes.
This is just
don't question my story.
I was like, I'm poking holes here, and I'm just going.
Because I can't okay. This is paper thin, for fuck's sake.
Okay. Be cool, Maria. Be cool. Okay.
I'm just I don't like, think she did your story very well, Carol, because that would never happen. So if you could just work on your stories a little bit more.
I'm not this sure if podcast. You know this, Carol, but I'm extremely pedantic. Okay. This. All right. I'm going to let this go.
Thank you.
I'm going to let this go.
You're so great.
Thank
so
you
yeah,
for
she's dressed
up with
to the
my
nines in a mini mosh pit, right?
Okay.
And so this guy, you know, this guy's basically just bumped into her and she spins around. She pushes the guy hard on the shoulder and she goes, did you just bump into me?
She's moshing right back. Good for you, Zoe. That's how you mosh.
And if you thought, fuck it, why should I apologize? Well, here's why. Fuck you. And she gives him this huge, like, middle finger thing right in his face.
That finger's about to get snapped right off, but yes, okay.
And then she spins to Osman and says, would you do that? Bump into me and not say sorry? Now, she wasn't in the mosh pit. The mosh pit was close to her. She wasn't sitting there moshing away and then someone bump her. She was one of those stander-bys that were near it where, you know, sometimes you're into it. Sometimes you get jostled. Yeah. But then, see, the thing is Osman thinks about it and he says, you know, no, unless I was completely unaware, if I bumped into somebody, I'd always say sorry, right?
Yeah.
And again, she totally beams at him and she's like, and she kisses him on the cheek and his loins get all tingly.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I'm processing it a little bit because I'm just like, okay. I mean, there's just been so much weirdness from her part. Like, if you're being princessy and wearing, getting all dolled up to the nines and wearing heels and shit to a show where like a mosh pit might break out, one should expect that like there's going to be moshing at this kind
I
of
have
show.
Been at many gigs that I did not expect at all a mosh pit would form and they did. Like I've been to the most bland vanilla gigs in my life and kids are like, wah!
Yeah, I went to like a Muse show back in the day and people were moshing. I'm like, it's the Muse, guys.
Exactly.
Like, don't fucking mosh and Muse. And yeah, but it was just weird. But yeah, but like when it happens, like getting indignant that someone didn't say sorry, I'm like, right now they're smashing elbows into people's skulls. Like nobody's going to fucking have time to say sorry to you. You just get out of there. Or you take off your heels and start bashing heads. I mean, just choose.
Yeah, get your stiletto and stab someone
like,
in the
start
brain.
Start removing eyeballs. Like, actually murder people, you know, Zoe.
Okay. So fast forward to Le Poche Club. They're going on to the Poche Club. And, you know, Osman likes her, right? Because she's kind of cute and she looks at him like, you know, he's amazing.
Does he like her or does his loin like her or loins?
Very difficult to tell the difference in a first date, I would say. That's a hard one.
Fair. The tinglies.
But he is feeling a little on edge. Like, what's going to happen next, right?
Am I going to stick my dick in crazy?
So the waiter comes over, right? Pours in the wine that they ordered in the glass, and a droplet hits the white tablecloth. But the waiter immediately apologizes, dabs it, and asks Zoe if she'd like another table. And Osman's holding his breath, but she coos and says it's all fine. And it's because she apologized. You see, she says, that's what I expect people to do. She screwed up and she owns it. That's how it should work.
I'm in an episode of Seinfeld. I've got a whole bit going here. Okay, yeah.
Now her meal arrives.
Yep.
And of course, and rather than it being piping hot, it's just lukewarm.
You know what, Zoe? Fucking deal with it. Be cool, okay?
She does not act cool. She glowers. And again, Osmond's body gets all tingly and freezy, and she snaps her fingers to get the waiter's attention.
Wait, he gets tingly as in he's like, he's really liking this?
He has never been in this type of situation. He is one of those conflict avoidy type people. He has never seen someone own a room and do this before.
Oh, there's a little dynamic going on now. He's like, she's very, how shall I say, dominant.
Mm.
and he's getting loins all tingly.
Yeah.
I think he's found his king.
So she snaps her fingers to get the waiter attention, right? And she acidly explains the situation. And she ends her tirade with, would you want to pay $50 for a plate of lukewarm scallops? And the waiter bows her head, apologizes on behalf of the chef and herself, and that they'll both be replaced and deducted from the bill.
I'll put this under the heat lamp for you right away, ma'am. If you want to dry it out, basically desiccated scallops, I'll bring them back in a half hour. You'll be happy, but they'll be hot.
Yes. And then she turns and flashes a smile at Osmond and says, you see, if someone owns their shit, I'm fine with it. Why can't all the world own our shit like our waiter, like you? And then he feels a little toe crawling up his pant leg. She somehow...
She's also very turned on because she likes to yell.
So, Maria.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping me through this story.
Yes, girl.
And so over to you.
La Posh Club. Does it let have her a rip. La private room in La private VIP section with La private couches?
Okay, so if you're into that, it's suddenly fine.
You can be into it just enough for tonight, right? Like,
yeah.
Maybe he's not going to be marrying this person. Maybe she's Mrs. Right now.
And if she says she's up for it tonight, like let's say she's like, I don't know.
Oh,
she's,
I think he's already
with
up
her
for
toe.
It.
Yes. She signs SEX on his ankle or something.
That's talent. Wait, people were writing letters when doing footsies. Did I miss that memo entirely? Jeez. Okay. Didn't know that. Calligraphy on the leg.
You need talented feet. You know,
no, yeah, no.
So a good idea to take her home, or would you get a hotel?
Oh, Okay, I'm doing the calculations in my head because she is a little cuckoo to me. Mm-hmm. To me, a little cuckoo. The benefit of getting a hotel is it's swanky and it's nice. It might impress her, especially if your place is a shithole. Or just not super clean. Plus, she doesn't know where you live, so when you eventually dump her, she's not going to, torch your shit or whatever.
Is this marriage material, potentially?
I mean, me, personally, no. No. I mean, he might really enjoy this dynamic of having
until it turns on him. That's the worry I've got.
Right, but some people bet for life that it won't, and some people succeed at that bet, or they just, you know.
Yeah,
some people make that bet.
Yeah, so you would say don't walk away now and say thanks so much, it's been fun, but I think we're up for different things, because he's turned on by her, but he's frightened as shit.
Well, fear and being turned on can be awfully close to each other. He might enjoy skating that edge, so he seems like he's up for that. Me personally, I would run very far away, but I'm not him. So if he's getting loins a-tingled.
There you go, Osmond. Dr. Yeah. Maria has spoken.
Like, just be careful. Yeah. Definitely wrap it. Like,
twice.
Twice.
Maria, you tell me about Like This Post.
Like This Post. We have Linda and Sky, who have been a couple for a few years. They are living together. they are pretty settled into their relationship. Like, it's just past the shiny and you point, but they're still very much in love.
Are they alternatively named, or can I assume they're lesbians?
They are lesbians, yes.
Okay.
And they're again, not happy, shiny, brand new relationship, but comfortable and still very happy with each other. So there's no cracks in the veneer here. No holes to be poked, Krull.
I'm sure there aren't. Sure. Everything is perfect.
Everything's perfect. The end. That's the end of my sticky pickle. No, just kidding. So actually, yeah, there is a little thing.
A little teeny tiny
teeny tiny little thing that Skye has always noticed that her beloved Linda is, how do we put it politely? I just don't know how else to put this. Somebody who really likes attention. When you're really, really young and maybe like super proud of your body, sometimes the way to get that attention is to like flaunt yourself around and, you know, dress in a certain way, whatever. I don't know. I never really
Hello,
had that.
Hello, boys.
Or ladies.
You or know, ladies.
Or yeah. Others.
yeah, any person.
A person who is interested. Yeah. But Linda and Skye are very much in their late 50s. So Linda is like, I am no longer necessarily feeling as comfortable with that. Like, she could, but she's just not as comfortable.
Right.
She would rather stay at home, and so she's not around other people to, like, show off to. But Linda still has her attention-seeking ways. So instead of doing her going out in person, dressing to the nines, you know, with her buddy Zoe, get Le Posh Club, Linda is posting a lot on social media. Like, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.
Posting what? Yeah.
Yeah, like Linda fucking lives on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I know you no longer have Facebook. We talked about this on Smashing. But do you remember people who just like live their entire goddamn life on Facebook?
Yes, I do know people that did. I thought it was very, very sad. I never got into it. Yeah, but I do know people that did it and actually would get depressed off it, right?
Yes. Well, that just remember those folks. That's kind of a Linda situation here. Skye is not like you. She's not off of Facebook, but she doesn't use it very much.
Mm-hmm.
She logs in like once a week. She's like, I have it because Linda wants me to be on Facebook and Linda wants me to see her posts.
Mm-hmm. And like her posts.
And like her posts. Of course. Yes. And like her posts.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the conversations between Linda and Skye, especially in like the morning, are like, did you see what so-and-so posted on their Facebook? Oh yeah, she said this really funny comment in that thread. And I was like, laugh, react, whatever. And Skye's like, yeah, sweetie. Yeah, okay. I'm not really on it as much as you are, but you know, I'm glad you're having fun. Linda is indeed the type of person to get really wrapped up in the posts, to the point that if Skye doesn't like a post within a few days of Linda posting it, Linda gets really sore about it. Like, I posted this whole thing about how you're the most amazing wife ever. You didn't love react it. And everyone else was saying how great you are. You didn't say anything. That's really embarrassing for me. I wish you would be more engaged in what I'm posting. And Skye's like, listen, I'm just not on the socials like you are. Like, I'd rather put the phone down and not be all about it. And Linda's like, I know, but like that's where I live my life now a lot of the time. I really wish you would engage with me there. And you know, so some tension there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So that's their pickle. That's
their pickle. So right. Fast forward a few weeks from that little interaction. Linda is a little bit mopey around the house. And every time Skye asks Linda, like, what's going on? Linda just puts on a very brave face and goes, it's fine. Everything's okay. Like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Like, it's good. And Skye's like, well, clearly something's going on and Linda doesn't want to tell me.
So it's like passive aggressive, like, nope. Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah. Everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, all
what do you
good.
Want for dinner? Fine.
Totally changing the topic. Yep.
Clippy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Skye's like, okay, fucking A. All right, fine. So after Linda goes to bed, Skye rolls over and grabs her phone and is like, all right, I guess I should go on Facebook to see what the hell's going on because Linda's not telling me in person. And Skye puts her glasses on because her eyesight's crap and she's reading Facebook and she sees Linda's been posting lately a bunch of like really depressed, I'm feeling really sad posts. And her friends are all responding, like they're rallying.
Poor you, Linda.
Yeah, Linda, you're the best. I'm so sorry that things are so rough for you right now. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All that stuff. And Skye's there just like scrolling through like, what the fuck? Like, why is Linda not like how? Like, what is she sad about? Like, why is she not cluing me in? Like, I directly asked her and she's saying everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
all right, I got to talk to Linda about this in the morning because this is like, whoa, something, like I need to make sure she's okay. But why is she posting this on Facebook and not telling me, her partner? Like,
yeah, is she kind of shit posting on her partner?
No, no, no dirt is being dished. It's all woe is me stuff. Very vague booking. You know that term, the vague book? Like, I'm just feeling really sad right now. Like, I just can't get my life together. Oh, everything is so hard.
And this is all new to Sky.
Like, this is a totally different person as far as Sky's concerned. And she's like, what? And she could tell something was going on, and Linda's not saying anything. So what the, like, Sky puts her glasses down, and Sky puts the phone down and is like, okay, note to self in the morning, let's talk to Linda. Like, we got to sort this out. All right, next morning, Sky gets up a little early, makes Linda a really nice breakfast in bed.
Nice. Okay. Good move. Good first move. Yep.
Guy says, Linda, sweetie, I was on Facebook last night and I saw that you've been feeling really down. And I just wanted you to know I love you. I'm here for you. And you're very special. Insert very personal details here between the two of them, but I don't know. and Linda's like, oh, I feel so seen and so loved. I really appreciate that you put this out there. And that, you know, you saw what I posted on Facebook. Sometimes it's just easier for me to do that. And Sky's like, yeah, I wish you would tell me when I'm talking to you directly, like, what's going on? And Linda's like, I know, I just have a hard time.
Okay.
Yeah. And Sky's like, okay, that's really weird, but all right.
I have no idea where we're going here. I'm like, this is a perfect response. Sky did great. Linda, yeah, okay, good, good, good.
And after breakfast, there's a phone call and a whole bunch of text messages on Linda's phone. Linda's phone is blowing up. It's all of Linda's friends who she are friends with her on Facebook, like checking in on her because they saw all her depressed posts being like, she's really sad. Are you okay? We love you, Linda. Like all that attention that Linda wants. She's not just getting it on Facebook. It's coming in through her phone.
Right.
And Sky's watching Linda scroll through this and Linda's face is like brightening up and she's really smiling. She's loving this attention. She clearly needs it, but she's like feeding off of it. Like it's, Sky's actually a little scared. She's like, wow, why is that? Okay. Like putting a pin in that, it's a little odd.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so a couple days pass and Sky figures that interaction was like in the past, all good. But she notices Linda's getting really down again. Yet again, Sky is asking her in person, like, what is going on? Like, sweetie, I can tell, like, something's up. Like, you're not giving me the whole picture. Can I please let me in, right?
Yeah, I think I know what's going on. Is this not just a midlife crisis? Does that know what's happening here?
Yeah? What do you think? Is it, you think it's menopause?
Well, it might be, but just the idea of, you know, you're going through that phase where you're starting to feel older and, you know, your friends are busy and you don't really want to go out as much and be seen as much. You're not feeling very confident. And you're plugging that gap with, social shite.
Social shite, yeah, because it's an easy dopamine hit, right?
Well, see, oh yeah, totally. But like, is it better or worse than someone who just plops in front of like the Netflix or whatever?
Today on this very special episode of Sticky Pickles, we're talking about social media addiction.
You know, like, no, but the setup here is that she's basically using it as her kind of social heroine, right? Is that the sitch?
So she's is the sitch. And Sky is noticing it and getting worried because she's like, I'm right here. I'm getting ignored. So I guess I'm not good enough. But she's like, okay, but she's putting her ego a little bit to the side and going, what is going on with Linda that she doesn't feel like she can talk to me?
And if I were in Sky's shoes, I might kind of go, okay, well, look, have fun, do your social shit. I'll see you later. And like, just kind of get out of Dodge for a bit, you know, like be a little bit cool, like just let her do her thing. But what will happen, I imagine, is that Linda will start posting like, oh, Sky's not paying attention to me or whatever. Some like, you know, I'm so lonely in my relationship.
I could see that happening. I could definitely see that happening.
You know, if you're consistently shitposting your person or I don't know what, attention seeking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like crying wolf, isn't it? Like people start getting a little less like, oh, poor you, you know?
But at the same time, when you set the bar to a certain point, like I'm so lonely, I'm so sad. Then if you're an attention seeker, people are like, well, that's her standard. So she has to up the ante, right?
What about therapy? Like, can we just go, hey, maybe couples therapy, dude. Like,
therapy, it exists.
Yeah, let's just go.
Yeah. Maybe Skye can suggest that. So there's a little coda to this. A little ending. So Skye, after a few days of seeing Linda moping and like seeming even more down than before, decides, all right, I gotta figure out what the fuck's going on with Linda. And she's not telling me, don't tell me she's doing the thing where she's only posting it on Facebook again. So Linda and Skye are both in bed, but Linda's sleeping or attempting to sleep. Skye rolls over, grabs her phone, does not grab her glasses, grabs her phone. She's like, I'm really tired. I don't want to read the drama. I just want to see, has Linda been posting a lot lately? All she sees on Linda's recent Facebook post is like a picture of a very adorable kitten. And it's looking really cute and looking really like adorable. And Skye's like, oh, that's funny. Like maybe Linda's posting something funny and sweet to like cheer herself up and cheer other people up, like putting on a brave face. So Skye's like, you know what? I'll engage because I know Linda's been asking me. I'll give it a nice laugh react. A ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks like, yeah, I've done a really good thing.
Cue the next morning.
Cue the next morning. It's around 6 a.m. Skye and Linda wake up to the sound of people banging on their door. Bam, 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 bam. Linda! Linda, are you okay in there? Bam, 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 bam. And those are all of Linda's friends showing up in person.
Because
Skye hit a laugh react on a meme that Linda posted about killing herself.
Oh my God. Can I just say this is a really hilarious story to have for the show?
So what would you do in this situation, girl? You are Skye.
I'm
okay?
Skye.
You're Skye. You have all these people at the door thinking that you're the biggest asshole in the entire universe for laugh reacting your partner, making a kind of jokey post, but maybe kind of serious post about killing yourself.
Okay, the thing is I think the truth often comes out in jokes. So maybe Skye is in real trouble, but I'm going to assume she is not. Were she, the advice would be very different. So what do I do? I would put on my superwoman pants. I would dash to the door and say, honey, just stay where you are. Go to the door and go, everything's fine. I fucked up. She's alive. Go in the kitchen, make yourself coffee. I'll be there in a minute. I then would scooch back, race back, almost flying back to the bedroom going, Linda, honey, anyway, last night, blah, 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 Tara the Sitch. All your friends are here because they love you. Get your cute jammies on. Let's have brunch.
Oh, I love it.
And that would learn a very valuable lesson of stay the fuck off social media.
And maybe wear your glasses before laugh reacting at
yes!
something.
I'm not big on the whole little reactions, you know? There's a few people in my world that do it, you know, like little thumbs up or a little okay, whatever, to little comments. And I'm just like, why wouldn't you just send a text saying okay?
The tap backs. Yeah, I think it's people think it's just more like succinct, I suppose. But I love when I read like old people Facebook posts where like someone writes like my dear husband died today or something, and then like people laugh react to it because they think it's like a crying face. It's like, oh my God.
Oh,
that's my dark humor. That's my really dark humor of like people like, don't know how
to
use,
you know,
social media.
Really, maybe when death's involved, maybe an emoji is not your go-to.
My dear husband of 55 years died today after battling
thumbs
cancer
up.
For years. Thumbs up. Like, I'm conveying my love to you. You don't need that lasagna casserole or a hug or human contact. I'm going to give you a laugh react. This is real. This is very valuable human contact.
Just like the show.
Yeah!
That's it for this episode of Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile.
If we made you cry. No.
You know what to do.
They can reach out and review. And laugh react. Or heart react. But we are not on Facebook, actually.
No.
But you can still get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Yay! See you guys next week!
See you next week! That coffee totally hit. We had dark humor this
dark
week.
Dark humor.
Dark humor.
Yes. Dark.
Yes.